The legislature determined about a year ago that the University of West Florida should lead an effort called Complete Florida. It is for the 2.2 million adults in Florida that have some college and no degree. The goal is to get these students back to school, finish a degree, and move into a job where there are opportunities.
There are that many that have some college and no degree.
Yes, 2.2 million in Florida alone.
How many schools are participating in this in the state?
Okay. There are 11 institutions that are participating in the state. So University of West Florida is the lead institution, and we've designed the model and the processes for Complete Florida. We have partners at universities, other universities in Florida, other state colleges in Florida, and privates around the state.
Are these on-campus classes or online classes?
Yeah, they're all fully online and accelerated so that students, if they're interested in going back to school, there are six different times in a year that they could actually start their degree programs.
What are the different degrees that are being offered? I know UWF is offering three.
Yes, UWF is offering three, and there are 53 degree programs that are options for any student that wants to go back to school and finish their degree. They're in the areas of information technology, so several programs under information technology, business, healthcare, education, and then we have two or three general programs for those folks that have a lot of credit and they really just need that credential to finish up and get the check in the box. We've got liberal studies and those kind of programs for those students.
And these classes, say you wanted to, I'm just going to pull one out here, say you wanted a Bachelor of Arts in Health Records, which is being offered by St. Thomas University, you could still get that right here.
You could get it anywhere in Florida, fully online. So there is a process, there's a call center, a number that they can call, and the person that will work with them and help them figure out what's the best program for them. It may very well be that specific program from St. Thomas that they want to move into. We'll have someone help them get their application complete, get all the things that they need to do to apply for admissions. And then we have someone that will hold their hand all the way through the program. It's concierge-based advising that will help students to stay in school. They stopped out for some reason anyway to begin with. We want to make sure that they're very successful as they come back to school so they can get it anywhere they want in the state of Florida.
That hand-holding has got to really help some people who probably might be of an age thinking, I'm too old to do this.
You know, a lot of people do believe that. Before we built the model for Complete Florida, we took the time to really talk to people that are in this demographic. So not the students that have already said, I'm coming back to school, not just someone that is mid-career, but those that are in the demographic, some college, no degree, that have not yet chosen to come back to school. And we learned all kinds of things from these students. We talked to some that were in their 20s that said, you know, I'll go back to school whenever I see a degree that makes me advance in my job. So we learned that. We also learned from these students that many times they're going back to school to be a role model for their kids or their grandkids. It's not always about the check in the box for them. It's about being a role model. Because when you have a college degree, you impact two future generations, and that's significant. We also talked to people that were a little bit older that had experiences taking online courses in the past, maybe 10, 15 years ago. They didn't want anything to do with that. And we've talked to people who had this vision of going onto a campus and sitting next to a 20-year-old. They don't want to do that either. So what we've tried to do is keep in mind the adult learner, someone that is already busy with their lives, whether they're homemakers or whether they're already in the workforce somewhere, and try to wrap the education around their lives to make it work for them where they are and what they're doing. And so the hand-holding is critical. We want to make sure that the students are successful.
There's one of the degrees being offered through UWF I found interesting. It was for registered nurses. Tell us a little about that one.
Well, it's great. The RN to BSN program, we have a fantastic nursing program at UWF. I can't say enough great things about the faculty and the courses that they teach and the students that go through the program. The RN to BSN program is one where students that are already RNs get the opportunity to take that next step in their career. And there are new guidelines in hospitals that require a certain percentage of their nurses to move to that BSN level. So this is a huge need in the state of Florida. And our institution and our nursing department stepped forward, recognized the need, and have been very successful in that program.
Yes, I heard for years about a nursing shortage, and I know there's not really one in this area because of the nursing schools that we have here, but nationwide, that's still a need, isn't it?
There's absolutely still a nursing shortage, but what happens, even for those that are already RNs and are already working, the hospitals are wanting them to get to that BSN level. So even those that are already employed need that next credential.
Is there any thought of taking this any further once this is established from, okay, well, now let's see if we can get people to get their master's?
Absolutely. Obviously, many of our institutions offer graduate degrees, and once students become members of UCF or FIU or the University of West Florida or Florida Gulf Coast University or any of our private institutions that are working with us, the opportunity exists for them then to go on and get their master's degree. So I would hope great marketing once they're on campus to encourage them to see what those next steps are, because what happens a lot of times, if someone makes a commitment to go back to school, then more doors start opening for them, and then they see more opportunities that education would assist with.
How was it determined that, okay, UWF, you're going to do the RN to BSN program, and St. Thomas, you're going to do this, and Barry University, you're going to do this? Is it just an area of expertise for each institution?
What we did as we started Complete Florida, we had an invitation to participate to institutions around the state that were interested in being involved, that knew maybe they were serving adult learners. We all serve adult learners in all of our institutions, but this conscious effort on the students that have some college and no degree, many institutions stepped forward and said, we want to do this. We then looked very closely at the department. The Board of Governors had done a study called the Educational Access and Attainment Commission, worked together with Department of Economic Opportunity and many business leaders around the state of Florida to identify areas where we were producing graduates, but not enough graduates to fill the workforce needs. Those specific program areas were the ones that we asked institutions to look into their campuses to see if they would have the ability to deliver those programs in an accelerated format, fully online, multiple times per year, and they then sent proposals to us. From there, we looked across the spectrum of programs so that we would have a balance of IT, for example, information technology. Well, there's a lot of flavors of IT. Everyone, you know, some people get computer science at a bachelor's level. There may be other people that are interested in getting an AS degree in something very specific related to networking. And so there's a lot of options that are available even in each of the sectors, so that if someone does not have an associate's degree, that'd be their first thing that they would want to do is get that. So we looked at the whole portfolio of recommendations that institutions provided to us, and then together made the decisions as to which programs would make sense.
Are any new schools in the pipeline with new programs coming up?
We have about five schools, five institutions, public, private, state universities, state colleges, that have contacted us about being involved in phase two of Complete Florida. And we definitely want to include as many institutions as possible in the initiative. We want to fully launch the 11 institutions that we have in our partnership, because there's a lot to launching these. So we want to get them launched first, and then we'll be accepting a second round of proposals for more institutions.
Something just came to mind. You mentioned that private institutions are involved. What about cost? Is the private institution going to charge the same as a public one would?
Well, interestingly, one of the things, so the legislation itself that came out a year ago said that our job, recruit, retain students, you know, some college, no degree, but also figure out a way to streamline the admissions process for them so they don't have to go through all of these different steps to admissions because they've been admitted somewhere before already. So trying to streamline that admissions process and make recommendations on how to reduce the cost of distance learning. And so this year, in the first year of operation, all institutions maintain their regular costs, so tuition and fees, public, private, whatever your costs were. In the second year, we have to present a report to the Board of Governors and to the Florida College System and then also to the legislature on strategies for reducing the costs. And right now, we're at the point of collecting data from each of the institutions about different fees that are charged. And if you're fully online student, should you really be paying a specific fee? Is there a way to collapse some of those costs? Is there a way to use alternative methods to reduce the costs? Things like prior learning assessment, recognizing what the adult already brings to the table. Is there a way that we can give them some type of a way to prove what they know through something like a prior learning assessment or some kind of tests in advance of them moving through their degree plan so they can accelerate forward? And then also we're looking at competency-based education, which would be another method to reduce costs. So right now, all the institutions are charging whatever their current tuition and fee structure is, but we're making recommendations and we're testing some pretty cool things to try to reduce the costs of this kind of program.
Okay, but I imagine then that a private institution, if you go through one of them, would be a little more costly than, say, going through UWF or PCS.
You know, it varies. If you look at each of the different institutions, Hodges University is already doing competency-based education, and they're already doing, there's a model around the country where people are paying twice a year and taking all the courses that they can during that period of time, and Hodges is already trying that. So we're learning from them in that sense. Obviously, state colleges, their costs are a little bit less, and so for students that want to pursue that pathway, that exists. What happens a lot of times is we advise the students, we're advising them to whatever institution makes the most sense for them. What we find, and this is pretty well documented in the distance learning literature, is that regardless of whether you're taking distance learning courses or face-to-face, students typically like to be within 100 miles of their institution. I don't know why that is, whether it's just the opportunity. If they want to drive in, they could. But what we're probably going to find is the cost is going to be one factor, but probably proximity is going to be another. So we'll see how it all pans out.
How can people find out more? How can they see, okay, let's find me a list of degrees?
Go to CompleteFlorida.org, and our website has a list of all the degree programs. It has an 800 number who they should call right away and get someone to talk them through the process and what they should do next. What I find is that when you talk to each individual person, each have their own story. Let us help them figure out how to take their existing credit, their existing experience, and put it to use and move them forward.